Studio 360.
I started the show talking about how the merger of entertainment and presidential politics makes the Oval Office like theater in the round, with the performances beamed into every home and every pocket. But I want to spend the rest of the show on how we respond to all the political performance. Because in this scenario, we're not just in the audience eating Milk Duds. We've got our own role to play, the role of citizens. During this presidential election cycle, more than any since 1968, race was both text and subtext. With Trump awkwardly dealing with his glowing support from all kinds of white supremacists, including the Ku Klux Klan, Trump also warned darkly of non-existent voter fraud in those neighborhoods, and of dangerous refugees and walls at the border to keep out the rapists. And unlike the 1960s, we live now in an era where racial violence isn't just alleged, but routinely documented by citizens on YouTube and Facebook.
The video, the horrific video that I saw of the shooting, the murder of Alton Sterling.
Another black man, this time in Louisiana, shot while he was pinned to the ground by two police officers.
It was beyond sickening. It was beyond disgusting. So I flew to Baton Rouge.
This is Aisha Evans.
I am a nurse.
She traveled to Louisiana from her home in Pennsylvania to join friends who'd organized a protest.
They were in awe. Like, you came all the way down here for us, and it's like, yeah. Like, you are me, I am you, you know? Like, we're in this together.
On the morning of July 9th, thousands of people were protesting across the city of Baton Rouge. Aisha's group assembled outside the police headquarters. It was approaching noon, the sun beating down, and hundreds of people were marching in the street, chanting and holding signs.
There was a lot of anger, a lot of sadness.
And when police started moving toward the protesters, things escalated.
The crowd was being pushed off to the side. They were being pushed off of my left side. They were all being told to go into the grass. And that if they were in the grass, they would be able to peacefully protest. But even in the grass, the police officers were marching forward with their shields, banging on their shields and pushing my people further back. And there was one guy with like a video camera. He was just like, they're telling us to protest in the grass. They're pushing us off into the grass. They want us off the street. So I looked at him and I said, well, what's the point? I just felt like that defeats the purpose of a protest. I'm not being pushed off to the side. We are not being pushed off to the side. We're tired. We are overtired. So I walked further into the street.
And she stood there, staring down two officers dressed head to toe in heavy-duty riot gear. The photographer Jonathan Bachman, a freelancer for Reuters, caught that moment of their confrontation. She stands in the center of the frame, feet firmly on the pavement. Her head is held high, and her expression, in spite of what's going on, is calm, serene even. Her sundress billows in the breeze. The photo went viral for its odd elegance, this moment of peace. Is she about to be arrested, or maybe this is some kind of parlay between the two sides? And the two officers, looking like characters in some Brechtian performance, are doing what exactly?
They're coming from the left, full riot gear, every limb and section of their bodies covered, protective padding, shields. You know, they're ready to go. There are arrest ties, a firearm on their belt, and they're sort of reaching out.
Mark Speltz is an historian who's written extensively on photography from the civil rights movement, and he's fascinated by this photo.
There's this space between them, and she's got her arms sort of crossed, just standing stable, erect. There's nothing behind Miss Evans, but there's a whole line of the soldier, I always say soldiers. The lines of the officers in armor behind them. There's so much information to read and wonder about.
The photo is so unlike the other images we were seeing last summer and the year before. Protesters and law enforcement in confused standoffs and in frenzies of movement, people lying in the street, the videos of crowds running, tear gas, people pleading with police, and black men shot and dying. Which is what made this image so surprising, how different it was. The police officers and the protester close, but not touching. This strange pause, this moment in between.
But I think that there's this gulf and this divide, and the two sides really couldn't be more clearly represented. And with the militarized response and the authoritative and overwhelming, sometimes occupying force that you feel in some of the photographs, and I'm thinking of back to Ferguson, you know, it wasn't a new realization for African Americans, right? The juxtaposition of heavily armored and armed versus unarmed is very powerful, and this just makes it visible. I think the vulnerability of blacks versus police was very visible in this photograph.
You have studied many, many photographs from past civil rights moments in America. Did this photograph remind you of images you'd seen before?
It did, but I think that there's a different type of civil rights picture here. And what comes to my mind are, you know, peaceful, calm, reserved, well-dressed women protesting. There's a particular one taken in 1963 by Bob Edelman, and there's this impeccably dressed woman. She's wearing jewelry, glasses, her purse is clutched in her hands, and she's all alone at the center frame. There's a police officer or two behind her, and she's at a construction site.
Right.
She's slowing the construction of this project because they weren't hiring black workers. You know, she's kneeling on her protest sign in that dress on a dirt road. And there's massive dump trucks behind her. And she's, you know, doing an act of civil disobedience.
Right.
And there's scores of photos like these, but we don't typically see them.
And why? Just because they're not as violent and angry?
Well, the media at the time, in the North and the South, tended to focus on the most violent, eye-grabbing situations. And this type of violence also sold newspapers.
Spelt says that the serenity and the dignity of this photo from Baton Rouge is what made it so extraordinary and so popular, by my reckoning, the photograph of the year. Aisha Evans really does seem the very embodiment of steely calm.
The most common misconception is that I am a peaceful person. I am what I need to be when I need to be. And there was no need for me to be rambunctious at that present moment. But had there been a need for me to protect any of my people, including myself, that would have been something that I would be willing to do.
It's that warrior quality and the intensity of the event that she says is missing from this photograph.
It's safe. It is the color book version of the truth. It is what they want to see. They want to see a presumably innocent black girl in a dress looking so peaceful and non-militant and non-threatening. And it's just, it's candy for the people. Not that I'm against the photo at all, and there's a lot of positive feedback that I got from people and how they felt about the photo and the way it influenced them. But as far as the seriousness, which is the issue that's going on here, I feel like that, out of all of the photos that have been taken, that is not the strongest photo to depict what is really going on and how we as black people living in America, like we as Africans living in America, how we feel about what's being done to our people. Why is it still the 1960s? Why are we still having a civil rights movement? Why do I have to stand here?
Right after that picture was taken, she was arrested by those officers, loaded into a van with other protesters, and taken to jail, where she spent several hours. She was charged with obstruction of a highway, but that charge was quickly dropped.
This is supposed to be America. You know, this is supposed to be the land of the free, so-called. This is supposed to be a democracy.
I think we're nervous as a nation about all that we really need to own up to.
This is the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, Tracy K. Smith.
It's instantly, I guess, one of those iconic images, but what makes it feel heartening, apart from what is literally being represented, is the fact that there's still, we still have the capacity for these kinds of gestures that, in my mind, link us back to a moment in American democracy where so much seemed possible for the first time.
At Studio 360, we commissioned Tracy to write a poem about the photograph.
The sense of love as a clarifying force is something that seems to sit at the middle of this photo for me. And I just wanted to see where I could go with that idea. That using the word love in a climate that is characterized by so much that is almost directly the opposite of that felt like a really exciting opportunity. Unrest in Baton Rouge, after the photo by Jonathan Bachman. Our bodies run with ink-dark blood. Blood pools in the pavement's seams. Is it strange to say love is a language few practice, but all or near all speak? Even the men in black armor, the ones jangling handcuffs and keys, what else are they so buffered against, if not love's blade sizing up the heart's familiar meat? We watch and grieve. We sleep, stir, eat. Love, the heart sliced open, gutted, clean. Love, naked almost in the everlasting street, skirt lifted by a different kind of breeze.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Aisha Evans.
What resonated with me was the skirt being lifted by a different type of breeze. And in my head, it kind of takes me to like every bad breakup I've ever had and feeling used, you know, especially when if you've ever been cheated on, if you've ever been lied to. And that is how I feel about our present condition, living in America, being an African American. I've been with America for hundreds of years, and you've been lying to me, and you've been cheating on me, and you've been disrespecting me and lifting my skirt, you know what I mean, and embarrassing me. But I want it to be clear that it's not just about me, just because I happen to be, and I guess if you want to say the right place at the right time, it's more than just the girl in the sundress protesting. This peaceful protest is bigger than that.
Aisha Evans is a nurse. She lives in Pennsylvania. We also heard from Mark Speltz. His new book of civil rights photography is called North of Dixie. And my great thanks to Tracy K. Smith for her magnificent poem. You can read it and see that photograph by Jonathan Bachman at studio360.org.